So I knocked down the bathroom door, picked up my poor unconscious mother, carried her to the car, and drove like a madman to the emergency room.
You're a real hero, Howard.
No, I did what any son would do.
Hang on a second. You picked up your mother? Her own legs are barely able to do that.
I was filled with adrenaline. It happens to be how women lift cars off babies.
Yeah, I'm saying it'd be easier to lift a car.
What can I tell you? After I found the courage to put her pants back on, I was unstoppable.
So, how is she?
They're running tests. I don't know. May have been a heart attack or heart attack-like event.
What's the difference?
A heart attack-like event is an event that's like a heart attack.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Regardless, coronary problems are imminently treatable. What's more likely going to kill Howard's mother are the antibiotic-resistant superbugs festering in every nook and cranny of this hospital.
Okay, you're not helping.
Disagree.
Go sit over there.
I'll sit over there. It looks cleaner.
Is there a history of heart disease in your family?
My family is the history of heart disease. There's a cave painting in France of one of my ancestors doing this.
So it's probably genetic.
Well, maybe. Mom also had just gotten some news that might have upset her.
What?
It's not important.
Howard, I'm gonna be your wife. You could share anything with me.
Oh, you'd think that, but no.
You told her we were gonna get married and she had a heart attack?
You can't take that personally.
How else is she supposed to take it?
What you gotta keep in mind is that ever since my dad left, I've been the whole world to my mother. I mean, she'd be threatened by any woman who can give me what she can't.
You mean sexual intercourse?
Well, when you say it like that, you make it sound creepy.
What happened? Howard's mother had a heart attack because I have sex with him and she can't.
Bernie, wait.
I'll give you $1,000 if you'll drive me home.
Nice of you to come for Howard.
Oh, he's my friend. It's what you do.
I'm sorry, did I miss something?
It's just so weird. Howard Wolowitz is my friend. You know, once he tried to stick his tongue down my throat and I broke his nose?
That's a little easier to believe than he's your friend.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You know, my brother had a group of friends like this in India. They dressed up in leotards and goggles and called themselves the New Delhi Power Rangers.
You mean when he was little?
Not as little as you'd want him to be.
You know, this stuff is horrible. You want to see if we can find the cafeteria and get real coffee?
Sure. We're going to the cafeteria to get some coffee. You want anything?
I'm fine.
It's nice that they're getting along.
Your girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend hang out together? Well, yeah, that can only be good for you.
What are you talking about?
One of them broke up with you. Do you really want her telling the other one why?
I don't care. I don't have anything to hide.
Good. Good. Then you have nothing to worry about.
No, I do not. You are a mean little man.
You'd think it'd be because my parents didn't love me, but actually they loved me a great deal.
Bernie, it's not you. She's just set in her ways.
How can we be together if the thought of us getting married might kill your mother?
What? It's the circle of life, sweetie. One day our son will marry someone and it will kill you.
Howard. I have to go to the bathroom and no one will take me home.
What's wrong with the bathroom here?
Pneumococcus, streptococcus, staphylococcus, and other assorted caucuses.
Sheldon, my mother is on her deathbed and my fiancé is grief-stricken over putting her there. I'm not taking you home.
Will you at least go with me to the restroom here so you can open the door and flush the urinal?
No!
This might be a good time to point out, Howard, that friendship requires a certain give and take. Hold the door. Mr. Wallowitz?
Is she okay?
It wasn't a heart attack. She's awake. She's resting comfortably. We're still running a few tests.
Can I see her?
Well, actually, she said, and I quote, she'd like to see the little Catholic girl first.
Me? Why me?
Well, Jews have been asking that for centuries. There's no real good answer.
Hey, wish me luck.
No, don't worry. You'll be fine. Let's just hide, Mr. Cross. If it touches her, it burns.
You brought a Catholic girl home to your mother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't I write you a prescription for Xanax?
Finally. Oh, what fresh hell is this?
Wait, you can't leave here. You've been exposed.
No, I haven't. It's all good.
You want to talk about crazy mothers? Leonard's mom wouldn't give him any sort of approval growing up.
No, the whole thing.
It makes him desperate to please women. That's why the foreplay goes on and on.
It does, doesn't it?
It's like he's trying to win a prize. Word of advice, don't doze off. You will never hear the end of it.
Help me! Help me!
I mean, there are a couple of things I did with Penny that might be a little silly.
Like what?
Every once in a while, before we go to bed, I'd put on a little show for her.
What do you mean, a show?
You know, like the way I took my clothes off.
Like to music?
I'd look pretty stupid if there was no music.
So you'd do a striptease?
Well, I wasn't swinging around a pole.
Good, good.
There was one time I put body glitter on.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about Penny telling my sister that.
No, she wouldn't.
The big problem is me telling her.
You really are a mean little man.
Oh, God, that is so true.
Yeah, I know, right?
What took you guys so long?
Oh, we were just chatting.
That's nice. What about?
We were just comparing notes about how you are in the sack.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What if she wasn't kidding?
Doesn't matter. I'm the king of foreplay. Hey, how'd it go?
You're a putz. You know what that means?
Yeah, do you?
Your mother just taught it to me. She thinks she got food poisoning from that deli, and she just wanted to make sure I was okay.
And are you?
No, because I'm engaged to a putz. You let me believe I was the reason she had a heart attack.
Well, based on the available...
Shut up! She said I'm a wonderful girl and that you're lucky to have me.
Where are you going?
To the toilet! Is that okay with you?
Is it just me or does she sound sexy when she's angry?
He takes the elf from off the shelf.
Hellhounds.
Hellhounds, who let the satanic dogs out? Who?
Colossal serpent.
I got a colossal serpent right here.
Must you?
Sorry, I'm just trying to cheer my buddy up. Rotting zombie. Sheldon's new Facebook photo.
Xandor, Wizard of the North. Ha, I win.
You skipped the part about being under a 2-week quarantine because you were exposed to a deadly disease. Absolutely.